You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. In today's episode, we feature Lui Nguluka. She is the Awareness Programs Manager at Wildlife Crime Prevention, and we're looking at what the legal game meat seal stands for and what the regulations are around supply. Lui Nguluka will join us right after this short break.
Hi, Auntie. How are you?
I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. Like I mentioned in the previous segment, today we have Lui Nguluka. Welcome, Lui.
Hi, Seya. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you. So let's get right into the questions. What does the legal game meat seal stand for?
Well, as you know, we've been running a campaign to encourage Zambians to consume legal game meat and to more especially say no to illegal bush meat.
Correct.
So this is meat that is uncertified and usually comes from protected areas. So this meat has been poached. And in order to make it easy for Zambians to identify what legal game meat looks like, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife have approved this seal that you can find on legal game meat outlets all over the country that certifies that this meat is legal. I just want to stress, however, that it's still important when you see this sign to still ask for the relevant licenses to ensure that the meat is legal. So the two go hand in hand. There's the seal of accreditation. You can spot it and say, okay, this store sells legal Zambian game meat. But always remember to actually have them prove to you that that meat is legal.
Awesome. So then what are the regulations around the supply of legal game meat?
Well, there are many regulations and it depends on where the meat is coming from. I know on previous episodes you've talked to different people on this chain.
Yes.
But the first thing that you have to think about is where the meat is coming from. So there are regulations as to whether the meat is coming from a game management area. So if the meat was hunted legally or if the meat is coming from a game farm. So those are two different places. And the Department of National Parks and Wildlife has licenses for both. So if you're going to hunt, you need a hunting license from the Department of National Parks, and you also need to go with a Department of National Parks officer when you go hunting.
Okay.
If the meat comes from a game farm as well, that game farm needs to be certified by the Department of National Parks. That means that they have come, they have inspected the premises, they have said that these people are indeed allowed to trade in legal game meat. And however, there are also licenses once the meat has been taken off the farm. So once an animal has been slaughtered and processed, the Department of Veterinary Services also certify that the meat is healthy for consumption. And the Department of National Parks also provides someone with a license to trade in legal game meat.
Okay.
So you can see that there's a lot of documentation on the way, but this is all just to certify that this meat can be consumed safely.
Okay, so then can a regular Zambian become a dealer of legal game meat?
Absolutely. I think, in fact, what the department encourages is that game farming and game meat production be a wholly Zambian business. So it's possible for anybody who is interested to reach out to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Their headquarters are in Chilanga, and find out the exact process of becoming a legal game meat dealer. I know it involves having an actual premises. Okay. So that's something that's important. When you think about people who sell illegal bushmeat, they often travel door to door. And if something were to go wrong, where will you even find them? They have no premises to trade from. So if you're going to trade in game meat, you need to have an existing premises that the Department of National Parks can come and inspect and ensure that all your licenses are in order. Then secondly, you also have to have a letter applying to the director. And in that letter, you need to state where you will be getting your game meat from so that it's easily traceable. Because again, the concern is that someone can say they're selling legal game meat, but still be trying to pass off illegal bush meat as legal game meat. And that's why the licenses are so important, and why we stress that when someone is buying, they ensure they have the right documentation, because that documentation traces which farm the meat came from.
Okay. So, Louis, how can we, the public, help in the fight against illegal bushmeat trade?
Well, I think there are many, many ways. The first thing is the thing that we talk about the most, which is do not buy illegal bushmeat. If someone comes to you and they offer you bushmeat, you don't know where it's from, you have no proof that they are who they say they are, that they're selling what they say they're selling, just say no. If there's no demand for bushmeat, instantly the business goes away. So we create demand by constantly purchasing this illegal bushmeat. We create demand for it. So the first thing that we can do, as I said, is to stop purchasing illegal bushmeat. The second thing that we can do is to talk about it with our friends and family, to go on social media, follow the This Is Not A Game page on Facebook or on Instagram, share the content that you see, and let's start this conversation about where our game meat comes from and supporting Zambian businesses. I think the third thing that we can do is purchase legal Zambian game meat from an accredited Zambian outlet. Not only are you supporting a Zambian business, you're also supporting the legal game meat industry. You know, if you want to see something on the market, you have to support it. And by supporting, by buying, we continue to create that demand for legal game meat, and we'll be able to see more and more of it on the market. So I think those are the main things that we can do. Say no to illegal bushmeat, promote legal Zambian businesses, and talk about it as much as we can with our friends and our family.
Awesome. Well, I don't know about the guys that are listening, but I have learned so much from you, Louis. Louis, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Well, the show is not over. We have news headlines right after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know all of Africa's big five can be found in Zambia, including lions, rhinos, and elephants? Sadly, the illegal bushmeat trade threatens these and many other species, as they are often caught in snares placed in protected areas by poachers.
Know the facts. Be informed.
And now some info on our local legal game meat suppliers. Matauka General Dealers. Contact number 0977-765-980 or 0976-607-404. Kushia Farms. Email huntpoloian@gmail.com. Downey Enterprise. Contact 0973-213-491 or 0956-562180. Buccaneer Products Limited. Contact 0969-543530. You can also WhatsApp them on 0964-772-627. These outlets offer both fresh and smoked legal game meat such as warthog, buffalo, bush pig, kudu, impala, sebo, puku, eland, and daika. Prices range between 100 kwacha and 150 kwacha per kilogram. For more information on legal game meat suppliers, please visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know you have the right to ask for a legal game meat trading certificate when buying your legal game meat?
Know the facts. Be informed.
Is it really bushmeat or is it actually just dog meat? The Department of National Parks and Wildlife officers have caught people trying to disguise and sell dog meat as bushmeat, and often zebra meat is sold as impala or daika. Besides which, the illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. Be sure of the meat that you buy and eat only genuine game meat from legal sources and always ask to see a license. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now, here are some news headlines. The role of tourism in alleviating poaching. In an article with National Geographic traveler Ben Goodhart, a field ecologist in the Luangwa Valley team at the Zambia Carnivore Program, said once you start losing animals to poaching, travelers lose interest in the area and the economy suffers. He added that more tourism would be a solution to more infrastructure and income for locals. The carnivore pandemic could fuel illegal poaching in Africa. A video report in The Independent said that if families continue to struggle without income owing to COVID-19, there are fears some would turn to poaching for meat or to supply the illegal wildlife trade. Mbowe Nyondo, a special anti-poaching unit ranger at Kafue National Park, said they have apprehended 6 poachers in the last 2 months. 4 poachers from Western Province gunned down. The Zambia Daily Mail reported that 4 suspected Zambian poachers have been killed by suspected Namibian and Botswana soldiers when they were found with elephant tusks. The Zambians of Imusho in Sesheke, Western Province, were 5, but 1 escaped unhurt. The 5 strayed into Namibia while poaching when they encountered soldiers. And finally, Zambia featured in the top 10 best wildlife conservation destinations in the world. Zambia has ranked 9th on the top 10 list of countries with the best wildlife conservation methods. A research by Oxford University's Wildlife Conservation Research Unit in partnership with Panthera found that many affluent countries aren't doing a lot to preserve wildlife. Among the 152 nations investigated, those that ranked the highest are nations from relatively lesser developed nations, with a few developed countries like Norway and Canada included in the top 10. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know the Liwa Plains wildebeest migration in Zambia is one of Africa's greatest natural phenomena? Each year, 45,000 wildebeest seek fresh grazing in the remote sublime Liwa Plains. This is the second largest migration in Africa.
Know the facts. Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you've been informed on what the legal game meat seal stands for and what the regulations around supply are. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Next week, we get to meet the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and get to know more about them. So be sure to tune in next time for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I've been your host, Seya Funda Funda. It's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.